This is about a process called visioning, where you produce a vision of the future, which allows you to make a plan. For this, you'll need a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper divided into three sections. It doesn't matter whether it's horizontal or vertical. And in these three sections, you'll be writing or drawing. There are three main steps to this process, and you may need to pause after each step in order to complete it. So let's look at the first step. And for this first step, you'll need to have in mind an actual concrete project, something that you want to achieve that will improve the sustainability mindset of your students in the future. So maybe pause now to make sure that you have an actual project in mind. Okay, so you've got your project. So what you'll need to do is you'll need to project into the future and describe what your project looks like. And do it in lots of detail. What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like, having accomplished your goals and vision? And as you do this, you must speak in the present tense, because this has already happened. You're in the future and you're telling somebody else what has happened and what things are like now. So make sure that what you describe is the best case projection. So this is not a hope or a wish. This is a description of what is currently in place in your projected future. Focus on tangible things, things you can see, hear, feel, and you know to be true, having accomplished the vision. So some examples might be that you changed the way that you assess assignments so that they reflect what students are doing in a sustainable way. Maybe you have put in place some cooperation with work placement employers to allow students to do a sustainability audit. Or maybe it's a collaborative program that involved your organization's leadership and the community. So we'll take a pause now while you describe your projected future in the first section. Right, ready for the next step. The next step is about looking back. What did things used to be like before you achieved your project? And what you'll be doing is you'll be putting this in the third section on your piece of paper. Again, you might be drawing, you might be writing. So here it's important to speak in the past tense, because you're speaking from the future about what things used to be like. So speak about all aspects, including both the positive and the challenges that were part of the training community or the organization at the time. Try to be as concrete and explicit as possible on aspects like culture, achievement, conversations, organizational structures, challenging issues, and so on. So we'll pause again while you fill in this third section. So ready for the last part of this exercise. So in this last part of the exercise, you will be filling in the middle section of your piece of paper. And what you'll be doing is you'll be connecting the projected future that you first described to the past that you just described in section two. And in the middle section, you'll be describing how you moved your organization or your practice from the past to the projected future. So again, make notes or draw in the middle section of your piece of paper. Here, it's important to speak in the past tense, because this represents the time period from the past to your projected future. So directly and explicitly connect the two periods of time with things that were done to make the future happen. Consider discussing and charting how, what, when, with what resources, and by whom, when listing how the future was accomplished. And identify the challenges and obstacles that had to be overcome to achieve your projected future. So that's the third and final major part of this visioning process. What happens now? It's very important to finish the process by identifying your next steps. So the next steps are absolutely crucial in moving your vision from a set of ideas to a series of strategic actions to go through. And one of the first things you'll need to do is to prioritize the steps, what's most important, and then develop an action plan for the top priority items. And then you'll need to benchmark the items that you need to do with dates, who's responsible, and intended outcomes of those actions. So that's it. And when you're finished, take a photo of your document or upload the text and comment on at least two of your colleagues' visualizations, perhaps asking for clarification, offering a tip, or supporting a good idea.